Well, let me thank Ursula and Eileen and Michael very much, and let me thank all of you for really an excellent set of comments. I've been asked by the organizers to read you a famous quotation, which I'll do. I just want to say one thing. It's been hard for me to stay quiet this long without stating my opinion. I think perhaps lurking here, and I do hope that Eileen has got it and that the government gets it, is a strong sense that this legislation is what we political scientists call a symbolic act of legislation. A great deal of legislation that is passed in order to get a pressure group off a government's back with no intention of implementing it. A great many Canadians, and I can tell a great many people in this room, fear that the legislation that we're talking about is being passed to get the American government off our back. And there is a concern, I think, that the more progressive members of the government, Eileen obviously included, believe that we won't need to use this much. But governments are made up of not only cabinets and not only majority parties, they're made up of many apparatuses and departments. And when there's the next big demonstration, whether it takes place at the Stock Exchange in Toronto or it takes place in the hills of Alberta, there will be some elements inside the Canadian state that will want to use that legislation. And it's at that moment that what you thought was a symbolic act to get the Americans off our back will become very tempting to use for some of the more coercive elements of the state. And it's at that moment that why they've been pushing legislation that they haven't been able to get through the security apparatuses in Ottawa, in Washington, in England, that they've been trying to get through and haven't been able to get through because governments have resisted them as going too far. But we're now able to get through because of September 11th. The danger is that with them on the books, they'll be using that legislation before you and the government even have a chance to blink. And that's what we fear. And that's why this quotation, which all of you I'm sure will recognize, which I've been asked to read to conclude this plenary, is so relevant. The quotation, and it's a chilling one, goes as follows. First they arrested the communists, but I was not a communist, so I did nothing. Then they came for the Social Democrats, but I was not a Social Democrat, so I did nothing. Then they arrested the trade unionists, and I did nothing because I was not one. And then they came for the Jews, and then the Catholics, but I was neither a Jew nor a Catholic, and I did nothing. At last they came and arrested me, and there was no one left to do anything about it. We obviously are not at this point. But it is, I think, the hallmark of good citizens that we should fear that we might come to this point. Thank you very much.